home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
Someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. Thanks to Man Chevrolet, Jerry's Body Shop, Lena's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, the Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
In-house right now, you can see Dr. Matt Rota, Superintendent of Frankfort School Corporation. And you know how cool that makes you sound when you can name the song just from the intro.
It's being an 80s child, right?
You just elevated yourself in my mind. I just want you to know that. Little, you just moved up a bit.
Little ZZ Top.
You're already
to kick
pretty
off
high up there, but now I'm like, he's so cool.
And part of the reason why I put that in there, because I thought it would be a great segue. I mean, I know we got business to discuss
right,
and everything,
right, yes.
But when I was online going to listen to the board meeting, it's like I come across this thing that says Roman with Rota.
Oh yeah,
I thought
that's right.
I got so wrapped up in watching episodes of that I almost did not get a chance to listen to the board meeting.
Well,
so it's
that's
like,
all right. Roaming with Rota is important too.
Oh,
so
that is fantastic.
I need to know about Roaming with Rota.
Yeah, okay. I just put it on there and I told her. I said we're going to talk about this.
Well, it started my first year as superintendent. I wanted to just show people. I think we had had an incident at the high school where a kid had a gun at the school, and I thought, you know, this is not, you know, you've got to put the narrative out there or someone else will. This is not what Frankfort High School is like. It's a day-to-day, it's a peaceful place. Kids are so respectful to one another. Everywhere you've got bad actors, so you've got those principals deal with that pretty quickly. But just so many neat things going on at our high school and really all of our schools, but it started at Frankfort High School. So I thought I'd like to be in the hallways. So I can't fake that, right? I can't mock that up, that when kids are walking by, you know, you don't have a lot of ruckus and bad things going on. So I thought I'm going to go in the hallway and I'm going to just have a question of the day and ask kids a question. Eric Farley, he's great about jingles and coming up with things. He said, "What about Roaming with Rhoda?" I said, "That's it right there." So he came up with that. We always go to Eric when we need a title for something. So Eric came up with Roaming with Rhoda. So I started going to Frankfort High School each month and asking questions to kids and just you know, spring break, favorite teacher, what do you love about Frankfort High School, just anything under the sun. Something simple so they can think of it real quickly. I have chased kids down a lot of times, and some will come up to me and answer questions. But we're getting a feel for what kids are like at Frankfort High School. But you can also see what's going on behind, right? They're walking by. Some are little, don't want to be involved and go the other way. Some walk by. It's a peaceful place. So started there, and then went to the elementary schools to ask kids a question for the day. Gone to the middle school to ask question for the day. Was able to do the Macarena with the middle school kids a couple months ago during the cafeteria time. Maybe you saw that great performance.
I did. It was great.
Thankful to Mr. Marshall to get the kids so they could do that with me. So that went to Green Meadows last year at Valentine's Day, and we did the wasn't the cha-cha slide, but it was a shuffle during Valentine's Day. So just try to do some fun stuff with that and ask questions and mix it up. But just really to highlight, here's what our schools look like each and every day. It's a great place to send your kids, safe place to send your kids.
You can see the kids, that they really enjoy it. Even the high school kids, because those are the ones that you wonder what kind of an answer are you going to get.
Yes.
But even they enjoy it. They have fun with it.
Right.
Some of them, you can really see their personality come out. I loved the last one I watched a little while ago was the Thanksgiving one, and I thought that one was great, you know, asking the kids about that. And their favorite foods, boy, that was all over the board.
Their favorite foods all over the place, yes. Well, it's even to the point where there's a student there at the high school now. He has a session called Roaming with Broda. His name's Brody. So he goes around and asks different questions. Well, this month what are we in March now? Yeah. I lose track of time. I was just there yesterday recording it. Both Rhoda and Broda did a Roaming with Rhoda and Broda. So we ran
awesome.
Around and asked kids a question of the day, and we asked about tournament. Who's your favorite college basketball team? Well, we had people say the Lakers and the South. Well, nope, college, because we're talking about March Madness here. So just a neat way for me also to get in and be around kids, because I, you know, for 20 some years I'm in a building with kids, so I'm not in a building with kids anymore. So it's another opportunity to get out. But just to show the public, great place to send your kids.
Well, and that's the thing. I think a lot of people, of course, we're talking to Dr. Matt Rhoda with the Community Schools of Frankfort. But I think a lot of people think superintendents just sit in their office and that's all they do. They do book work and they do, you know, administrative stuff 24/7. But you don't. And neither do our other superintendents in the county. We're very fortunate. We have a lot of hands-on superintendents here, which is fantastic.
Very much so.
I mean, you go over and you read at the elementary, and you know, you visit the schools and see what's going on, see what needs to be done, see what they need help with.
And I probably don't get there enough. I mean, I can get there more. There's always more to get in, but try to, because there's a lot of that of sitting at the desk and meetings. I had just met with the crash club at the high school, and while we were awaiting that small talk, a high school student said, "You." Are you in a lot of meetings? Yeah, there's a lot of meetings, but we want to make sure that those meetings too are kind of fit for the goals of the district, and those meetings are to benefit kids. But yep, we're in a lot of meetings, but we also want to be, and I say we because the other county superintendents same way, want to be in classrooms and be in schools and kind of be in touch with what you're making decisions, and they're the people who get impacted by them.
Well, I know we're coming up, we're going to be having elections and all that good stuff, but you got last night in the board meeting, you were talking about the 2026 bond, setting up a bond to you've made all these improvements to all the buildings themselves and classrooms and everything else, and now you're looking at the athletics side of it.
That's right. We are athletic facilities at the high school, besides softball, and that'll get touched too, but the football, track, baseball, all of those facilities, they have not been touched in decades. So we've been making improvements to all of our buildings. And our pool is, you know, it's an old pool and hasn't been touched in a long time. So the mechanicals, if you go into the equipment room, it's has all of that, just layers of chlorine and build up in there. So we need to get all of that, those mechanicals fixed and our drain fixed. The drain, that pool is around 1960. And we've got drainage tubes that have just evaporated underneath the pool. So we've got to get all of that fixed. And we want to update things. We know we're in an era, all of our schools are, where we're competing for kids to keep them and attract them. And sports is one way that we do that, to attract and retain kids. And we want our kids at Frankfort High School and in Frankfort to have the best. So does everyone else. So we're fortunate enough to have drop off and have a time where we can dedicate those dollars to go towards updating all of our athletic facilities, or most of our athletic facilities, that'll impact both boys and girls sports at Frankfort High School.
Well, I know that wasn't the only conversation last night. You had a lot of other things, but one thing that I thought was really cool is that you brought up the fact that you had 39 kids that were actually recognized by the collegiate side of it.
That's right. 39 kids who, after taking the PSATs this year, they were recognized by the College Board. It's an honor to have those kids score so highly on the PSAT and AP exams. That's the most we've had that scored that highly on the exam. So it just shows a testament that we're moving the academic needle. That hasn't been moved in a long time, especially at the high school. So we're seeing that, you know, it's a slow system to move. But that is just a testament to our high school staff, English, math, social studies, you know, the major content area departments of focusing and helping our kids be successful. And wanted to highlight that last night at the board meeting. We were getting ready to talk about Latin Honor Society and how we're trying to strive for excellence and recognize kids for being high achievers. Wanted to bring that up last night about those 39 kids who scored so highly on the PSAT that they were recognized on the College Board.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then you've got your science kids.
Well, two groups of science. We had the kids who went to the science fair, and it's been 22 years in a row where our middle school has been the top junior division, going over to Purdue and competing against West Lafayette kids. They were the top junior division with all of their with all of their projects, and it's 73 kids total who've gone on to the state science fair in 22 years. So that's a big accomplishment, not only to do well at that regional, but to go on to the state side of it and bring their projects to the state science fair. And we've had two kids who've gone on to the international science fair.
Cool.
So that's pretty exciting. And then the middle school had the kids, they were a wild card going into the regional science Olympiad. They weren't on the radar, and they finished second, which top two can go on to the state. So our science Olympiad, and some of those kids were in the science fair, and some of those kids were not. They're not kids that you typically see in some other things. So again, we're striving for an excellence in everything that we do, and we're trying to find a niche for everyone, not just athletics, but also in our music programs, in our art programs, and just seeing that in our STEM, because our fifth grade, I think we talked about this last month, our fifth grade Green Meadows science team went on to win the state in the region of schools that are in that state. So our fifth grade Green Meadows also had a state championship too,
nice,
with science. So pretty excited about that.
Community Schools of Frankfort Superintendent Dr. Matt Rota is our guest on Party Line.
You know, while we're on the topic of students,
yes,
you've got pre-K and kindergarten going to be signing up again for the new year.
That is today. I thought
on the calendar it was pretty close.
Yeah, March 18th, that's today. Sign up at Blue Ridge or Green Meadows, depending on which area that you live in. And this is the first year we'll have to charge for our pre-K program. We've been using Medicaid dollars over the past number of years to be able to keep that free, but we'll have to charge. It's pretty low rate for that charge, and we've got to try to have at least 18 students in each classroom to have a classroom. So we're hoping that we've had people sign up already, but we hope we get more to come out tonight to be able to. We know that we can plug kids in pre-kindergarten. We get to keep them for the long term. So we're trying to make that possible. So if you're listening, or you know a family who lives in the community schools of Frankfort, please go to Suncrest or pre-K if you turn 4 on or before August 1st for pre-K, and if you turn 5 on or before August 1st to go to kindergarten for next year.
You know, we've talked about this before, and I know it was one of the things that you brought up last night in the meeting, is we're talking about the possible loss of income. Well, we already know there's going to be a loss of income due to the Property Tax
Yes.
Act.
Right.
That got passed at the beginning of the year, and that's coming up. And I know you've been working, and your board's been working, your department heads have been working on how to, because there's no fat to trim in schools. I'm sorry, I don't consider anything in a school system when it comes to our children
right.
as being fat. But how difficult has that been for you to navigate?
It's been a difficult year. We haven't really kept up with our declining enrollment over the past 10 years, and so it kind of hit ahead this year with not we've been able to get by because the state has given us a nice chunk of percentage for the enrollment increase. And this year was the first year where, and of course there, and I say that knowing that there are other county taxing units that were not or other units that were not given anything. So I want to be thankful for what we were given, the 2%, but also know that when you have declining enrollment and that 2%, and now that we're paying for textbooks for kids, we didn't get new money this year. There are other districts that have. We're behind at Frankfort. We're not going to catch up, because anytime you get a percentage, everybody else gets the same percentage. So we had to make, if we were going to give pay raises, which we want to do, but if we did, we knew that we'd have to reduce staff. So that's been the tough part of reducing double-digit staff based on what we negotiated with our teachers union. And while we wanted to give that, we don't like to do the reduce the staff part. But, you know, if we say we're going to do something, we have to do this in order to be able to not go bankrupt here in a couple of years.
What are you hearing? And I know, you know, as of right now, it's just rumor, it's just hearsay, but could become a reality, consolidating the school districts.
Yeah, that has been, I think that's happening in other places around the state. I think, you know, ideally that's something where you want that to have local control on that, and that the county has to think that makes sense for the districts to get together. We're all of our county schools are part of the Indiana Rural Small Schools Association. And, you know, the data that you get from that is that if you're in a county where a school district that has less than 1,000 kids in it, that makes sense to consolidate. When you make it, when it's greater than that, it doesn't, you're not saving anything there. So that it doesn't make sense. So we're in a situation where we have some county schools here that are less than 1,000, but then we've got, you know, a couple that are not. So, it's probably not going to do any savings, and it makes it pretty difficult. Everybody has their own school culture and pride and niche, and I think that would be a tough one to go over in Clinton County and most counties in the state.
Right.
I have a question too. You know, I think it was Lafayette, and I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, there were a couple of schools that went to like a 4-day school week.
Right.
How has that turned out for them? What is the data that they've, I'm sure you followed that just to see, you know, how that worked for them. Have you heard anything about that? Did they stay with that? Did they try it once and be like, okay, that didn't work. We're going back to 5 days. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was Vinton Elementary and Lafayette School Corporation. There may have been another one, but that's the one I'm familiar with. Yeah, they've stayed with that.
Oh, they have?
So, yeah, they've stayed with that 4 day week. I think that I've always been a proponent of the balanced calendar. When you say balanced calendar, people think year round. And just like the 4 day week and the balanced calendar, that's not going to move your needle on your academic data. What it's going to do is we live in a time where we're so fast paced and we've got mental health issues. And when we can do something where we have some frequent breaks or we've got a 4 day week and we get out on a Friday, then that helps with the whole mental morale of your staff and your students. I believe it does. So I think the 4 day week is a good thing, because that's all part of kind of that mental health piece of it. It's not going to move your academic needle. That all comes down to what happens in your classrooms and how well you're teaching and monitoring and learning of the kids. But what it does help with is it does help with the mental health of your staff and students. But it's an adjustment, because then parents have to find a place for kids to go on a Friday.
And then does it have any effect on the budget? I mean, you don't have to provide lunch for that day, or you don't have to provide transportation for that day. So I'm wondering if you've had a chance to ask any of them, does it affect your budget any? I mean,
right. I mean, I think I have not had a chance to ask them on you know, how did that affect your utility bills at that particular building? And, you know, you shorten. They still go 180 days. They just spread that out. Same thing with the balance calendar. You still go, everybody gets paid. Everybody still, you know, you're not shorting any of your certified or classified staff out on any money, and your kids still go the same amount of time. But as far as does it help with the utility, you're going longer. You're just stretching it out.
So it works out the same.
Right.
I was going to say, because I've got to meet the state statutes, you've got to meet the state, like you said, the state standard, and the minutes of 180 days.
I was just trying
days.
To think outside the box. Is that really working? Is it worth it? You know, that kind of thing.
I think it's worth it if it helps improve the culture of your building, and it motivates people to work even harder to get kids, you know, if it's going to help kids by helping your staff work better with your kids, then I think it's worth exploring. So.
Well, we got a couple of minutes left, and as we talked to you before we went on the air, we're going to break just a little bit early
so that we can
transition into Ag Day today. But what else is on the calendar? What's coming up for
spring break?
Going into spring break.
Spring break next week. So we just talked about frequent breaks, but we've got spring break next week, and just enjoy a little time off here. Next week, and then when we get back from break, it is, you know, we just had our high school took the SAT with our juniors, but when we get back, it's iLearn for third through eighth grade. So we just pretty much the end of the year, from mid-April to mid-May, it's a testing season, the end of the year.
Countdown to graduation.
Countdown to graduation is there too. So it goes by lickety-split.
Do we have a graduation date?
Our graduation date is, it's that Saturday after Memorial Day.
Okay.
Is our graduation date. So, and that's kind of been in the cards all year. So
I think that's the 30th. Does that sound
if
right?
If that's what it is. Yeah, if Memorial Day.
Because it's a Memorial Day early this year, it's weird.
Is that the 26th or something like that, Memorial Day? So
I don't know.
I think it's the 25th.
Yep, so graduation is May 30th. So we always look forward to, that's just a beautiful day, graduation. We have that in the morning. Seems like if it's a cloudy day, the clouds part and sun comes out, and we have sun shining
on
us.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. And so that's just a beautiful day to see kids walk across the stage and have that accomplishment. So we're looking forward to ramping up to all of our end of the year festivities. So anything coming up spring break, and we look forward to seeing what all of our teaching and our what our learning looks like at the end of the year, and see how far the needle has moved. So it's kind of an exciting time of year to get kids tested and see what how far they've moved throughout the year.
Well, as always,
yes,
it's a lot of fun to have you in, and
great to be here.
We love that you come in all the time, and I'm looking forward. When are you going? Have you posted the video yet? I imagine you gotta put it together.
I always put it out about the last day of the month. So we'll, more than likely it'll come out on the March 31st. So we usually put out the town hall roaming and Eric Farley's Frankfurt Fun Facts are all together, and then we separate them out, and then we'll do a roaming with Rhoda, and then kind of some other videos that go along with that.
Yeah.
So
if you have not gotten on to see what all Frankfurt is up to, get on the YouTube channels, see the board, see the roaming with Rhoda. I love it. I just could not stop watching them.
And if somebody is interested in Kindergarten Roundup or early school, how can they get a hold of you folks?
They can call Suncrest Elementary or Blue Ridge Primary. And the secretaries, principals will take care of them and give them the information they need.
All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Rhoda, Community Schools of Frankfurt Superintendent, thank you so much. And we are going to cut out a few minutes early. Stick around for Ag Day, a full day of all things agriculture as we celebrate National Ag Week here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.